Hey y'all, it's Mari here. I ran across this absolutely ridiculous 3-year-old questionnaire that I thought I would do. I needed to laugh, so Mr. Tinkles is always good for a laugh. So this is the Tinkly questionnaire. Like I said, 3 years old, but still ridiculous. So, at the very beginning, it says, in retrospect, I may have gone a little overboard. So, if that's any kind of introduction. Okay, so there's several questions here, and I will probably laugh through half of them. So, first one's straightforward. What GWA tags are you most drawn to, and what do you wish there were more of? I just skimmed this, by the way, so I have no idea what my answers will be until I answer them. So, GWA tags I'm drawn to. So if I'm looking at scripts, it's obviously a different answer than I'm looking like for ones to listen to. So when I'm looking for scripts, depending on my mood, Gentle Femdom, obviously, let's see, I just looked through a bunch of Size Queen scripts earlier today. Sometimes I'm in the mood for that. I don't know. It really does depend on my mood. But apparently that's what mood I was in today. I wasn't really in a recording mood today, though. So, okay. What do you wish there were more of? Oh, I always wish there were more, like, non-humiliation, like, anything, really. I wish there were more MDOM consensual non-humiliation scripts and audios. I keep saying this in like various places, but I definitely would like to I would like to be dominated sweetly without that the Dom wanting themselves to be called daddy, which is apparently almost non-existent, but I definitely wish there were more of that. Okay, next question. Do you listen to audios for purely intellectual reasons, or do you use them for sexy wand polishing / cauldron stirring activities? If you do, how important are sexy audios to your self-pleasure exploits? Cauldron stirring. I stir my cauldron frequently to audios. I wouldn't say exclusively, but I definitely, like, if I need, you know, like, if I need assistance, I guess. if I want to be, like, if I'm not recording, well, let me say, how important are sexy audios to your self-pleasure exploits? I really enjoy recording, like, as part of my sexy self-pleasure exploits. So if I'm not recording, then I am most likely listening. I don't really watch anything. I usually listen to things if I need help. So, or if I guess if I want help. Okay, next question. But I do listen to ones. Sometimes I will listen to performers that I like, but like like it has tags that I know that I'm not into. Like the other day I did listen to a voice that I'm really fond of. And they did a daddy audio. And so I did listen to that, like, you know, while I was eating a sandwich, like, just to listen to it because I wanted to see, how they approached it, I guess. So, yes, so that was purely intellectual for sure. But okay. If you could time travel to any point in history for sexy times, when and where would you go and who would you have wild sexual escapades with? You can also bring someone from your own time period with you if you're so inclined. Oh, That is, oh man, if I could time travel? I don't know that I have like a historical sexual like ideal like that I would that I would specifically travel back to. Goodness gracious, I don't know. I would, you know what though? I would like to go back to a time period where, you know, where things weren't so repressed. I mean, I know it's not super repressed, but I just feel like we can't really talk about sex. And a lot of times, especially in certain parts of America, there's still a lot of slut shaming. So somewhere where it wouldn't be, you know, unusual for me to, I don't know, be highly sexually active if there's such a place. when was the Kama Sutra written? Yeah, there you go. Whoever wrote the Kama Sutra, that's what I want to try. Okay. What's your favorite sexual fantasy that you've never been able to fulfill yet? Oh, I have several. I guess that I haven't been able to fulfill yet. I really want to get a sensual massage. Like, you know, I mean, it could be like a role play, like just with obviously like someone I know and we know it's how it's going to end, but like role play it like they're a professional masseuse. But I think that would be really hot, like the slight, you know, like the hint of the body betrayal. And not necessarily like in any kind of, you know, dubious consent, but I think we know that if you've listened to some of my audios, you know I'm a fan of enthusiastic consent. So it definitely wouldn't be anything non-consensual. But anyways, if you had the ability to become some kind of sexy supernatural creature, vampire, incubus, succubus, mermaid, multi-tentacled, Lovecraftian horror, etc., what would you want to be? I'm definitely drawn to more of the succubus type vibes. Supernatural creature. Also like a siren, like, you know, to call people, with my voice. But yeah, some kind of like succubus siren vibe creature. Okay, how many sex toys do you own that strongly resemble lightsabers? Do they have the elegant design of the Jedi or the harsher, more forceful designs of the Sith? And how many of them are curved like Count Dooku's lightsaber? Oh my gosh, Tink. So in my possession, I have three, I guess, toys that resemble lightsabers. I have three phallic shaped toys. And one of them has buttons and the other two do not. I just ordered another one. It's not in my possession yet, though. I need to check the need to check the shipping on that. Okay. If you have a penis, have you ever pretended it was a lightsaber and made lightsaber swooshing noises while waving it around? If you don't have a penis, have you ever grabbed someone else's penis and done the same while pleasuring it? No. No, Tink, I have not. But maybe I will try that. I don't know. One of my exes was really into Star Wars. That would have been hilarious. Oh, my God. Have you ever had a partner write things on your skin, and was it Harry Potter fan fiction? No, not IRL, as it were. I did role play that once, and it was kind of hot, but not like with actual ink, I would never allow it with actual ink, or want to do it with actual ink, but I think, it's kind of hot with, like bodily fluids, like normal ones, like spit and cum, but no, I've never done it before. Oh my gosh. Okay. During their orgasm, would you prefer that your partner whimper quietly as they come, scream their pleasure loudly, or just moan at a moderate volume? Or would you prefer that they drop some dubstep beats as they come? And then he has an example that I cannot properly do justice to. I can hear it in my mind. I cannot properly imitate dubstep. I'm not a fan of dubstep. But anyways, what was even the question? Oh, okay. Is whimper loudly an option? Whimper quietly, scream loudly, or moan at a moderate volume. So if those are my options, moaning at a moderate volume is preferable, I guess. I do like, obviously, if I'm here, I guess, I don't know, maybe not everyone. I enjoy when my partners are vocal, because I am very vocal. So first of all, it makes me feel not so self-conscious. But second of all, it's just really hot. So if you can whimper loudly, that would definitely be great. But I guess moaning at a moderate volume is also pretty hot. So what is your favorite position, and is it dragon style? Which he describes in which the woman swoops down, arms outstretched like wings, and the man has to thrust his dragon-slaying spear at just the right spot or risk being killed by fire. If the woman doesn't actually breathe fire for some reason, she can just aggressively blow puffs of air at the man's face while going, "Rar, rar, give me your treasures, human." Oh my god. Oh my god. Okay. Okay. Wow. I want to swoop down on someone now, but my favorite position, very, very mood dependent, but in general, I prefer from behind type of positions. So like, you know, doggy style, bent over the bed, prone bone situations. Those are all very hot. I'm trying to remember. There was this one time. It was so, like, I can't even. I don't even know if I could explain it properly. I just remember, like, when we were logistically getting into place, I was thinking, like, oh my god, this is like some next level, like, next level stuff here. Oh man. But now I have to, now I've talked about it, I have to think about it. Okay. So I was on my stomach and I had a pillow under a pillow under my hips because, you know, he was taller than me and it's just more comfortable in general. But, he was like almost squatting behind me. And it was definitely, I don't know. It was crazy. I think he ended up having like one foot like planted on the bed and then the other, like he was like in a lunging position. It was very, active, but, I don't know. It was something about the way it positioned him and lined everything up. It was very intense. And could have been that was like hour two of us. Of our marathon situation, but I don't know what it's called. I can't even properly explain it, but it was like the most unique experience, like positionally, that I've had. So it's definitely a highlight. I probably would not have shared that if dragon style wasn't an option. Oh my god. Would you ever consider giving a sexy countdown in fractions in which the other person can only come if you reach a value of less than 50%? But you use fractions like 670... 1,337ths, which equals 51.08%, just to troll them. I very rarely troll people, and this is definitely not a situation where I would, but... that being said, I did teach math and I do like smart guys. So this whole thing is hilarious to me. Oh my gosh. Okay. Would you do a sexy Lord of the Rings roleplay? And if so, would you refer to the penis, assuming a penis is involved, as the Tower of Bonadour? Bonus points for referring to the slit as the Eye of Sauron. Oh my goodness. Okay, so would I ever do a sexy Lord of the Rings role play? Maybe. I'm not really sure who I would play as, but I mean, I'm not inherently opposed to this idea. Everyone wants to be like an elf, right? Or something. I do not think I would refer to my actual parts as part of the Tolkien landscape. although this does remind me of that gangbang script that I am interested in seeing filled. That was referred to an Entmoot, and I cannot get that out of my head now. And it makes me laugh every time I think about it. Oh my gosh. Okay, anyways. Have you ever listened to sexy audios while trading on the stock market? No. But if so, during the climax portion of the audio, did you shout, "Count me the narwhal of Wall Street, baby"? Narwhal of Wall Street, really, Tink? Oh my God. If you have just had an orgasm, would you allow your partner to continue pleasuring you, or would you insist that your extremely sensitive sexy bits are now a keep-away zone? That is always a yes, because I will always keep going. Well, not always, but more often than not. And what are your feelings on marathon blowjob / marathon cunnilingus, in which your partner orally pleasures you again and again, virtually nonstop, over the course of several hours? Wow, I've never been in that situation. I'm not sure how I would feel about a marathon lasting for several hours. pretty sure my jaw would get tired. After about half an hour, I would probably be done, depending. But I don't know how long I could, I don't know, tolerate, enjoy. I don't know. I feel like maybe I don't know. I mean, I would give it a try. I don't know about several hours. I don't know when I would find several hours to allow that. Oh my gosh. All right. What's your favorite thing to do after getting some good lovin'? Sleep, eat ice cream, discuss why Harry Ginny is a terrible pairing, etc. So, depending on the partner and the situation. I love that, like, cuddling pillow talk, period. I've had some really nerdy conversations in that period. So the whole, like, Harry Ginny terrible pairing, like, that's not too far off. I'm pretty sure I've had, like superpowers, superheroes, like a really intense nerdy conversation. one time I had like a really nerdy, like teacher conversation, like about like teaching philosophy. I mean, not like directly after, but like kind of close. We were resting, rebooting in between intermission. But yeah, like if I'm done, I'm going to sleep. We're going to sleep, even if it's just like a nap during the day. The final question is it ever acceptable to Rickroll someone during sex? Absolutely not. If you do believe it's acceptable, then when is the best time to do it to someone? For example, during their orgasm or during foreplay, or perhaps when that person is orally pleasuring you, etc. Oh my gosh. So if you're going to do that during foreplay, not sure that the main event's going to happen. That's not exactly conducive to sexy time. I don't know. I guess it's not like... Oh my gosh. I don't know. But yeah, no, that's not okay. Oh my gosh. All right. Well, that has been the Tinkly Questionnaire by Mr. Tinkles, the one and only. Yeah. Okay. That's all. Bye, y'all.